Distinguished Madam Chair, I speak on behalf of China Ethnic Minorities Association for External Exchanges and China Association for Preservation and Development of Tibetan Culture. I'm a scholar working at a prestigious university in China, researching law and ethnic minority groups. I, myself, are also from ethnic minority groups. I say that China ethnic minority women enjoy equal rights and fair social status. In my legal profession, there are many prominent women from ethnic minorities who work as lawyers, judges, prosecutors, and arbitrators. In Tibet, female students in higher education, postgraduate education, and adult higher education all stay above 15%. At university where I work, there is a school of Chinese ethnic minority languages and literature, teaching Uyghur, Tibetan, and Mongolian, among other minority languages. The school has many female teachers and students. On the course of research, we also found that China respects and protects freedom of religious belief. Every year, various religious and traditional cultural activities are held in Tibet. More than 600 religious figures serve as deputies or members of people's congresses and political consultative conferences at various levels. Many of them are female religious figures. However, given the progress has been made and the de facto situation, we propose that ethnic minority women's participation in the deliberation and administration of public affairs could be further increased with more diversified measures. Thank you.